This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And another candidate interview this morning, Nick Hess, Republican candidate for governor. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So remind folks a little bit about you. We talked once before earlier on, but talk about your background and what you're involved in.
Yeah, so I've never been a political candidate before. This is my first time running for office, and really, I've just been a CEO. When I was 14, I started my first business, and now I own two high-tech companies, a cybersecurity company and a telecom company based out of Portland.
And what got you interested in running for office, and why start with the governor's race?
That's a good question. So, what got me interested was just kind of looking around and just not feeling represented. I'm tired of the politician mentality that's out there. And really, it's just a lack of anything getting accomplished. And what that comes back to, why the governorship for me, and that's because I see myself as a CEO. I've been a CEO for 21 years, and I feel like Oregon needs a CEO. We need somebody who's actually going to get things done for the state and deliver results.
So what are some of the top issues for you in terms of if you were elected and took office in Salem, what would you be trying to tackle first?
The first thing that I would be looking at tackling is kind of this homelessness, public safety dynamic. That's a big issue. Obviously, I live in Portland metro area. I come from there. So it's really dear and dear to my heart seeing all of the homeless people everywhere that are in crisis. And, there really isn't a good solution out there of helping them that's being implemented. So I've spent a lot of time going around the state looking for solutions, and I really want to implement the ones that I've seen that are working, that are showing results that would be a good return on investment for our taxpayer dollars. And then beyond that, education is really important to me. Technology is really important to me. I think I bring a unique perspective to the state when it comes to technology, to where I would be able to actually implement some of these failed things that we've had in the past.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because state government, certainly during the pandemic, it was quite obvious there were some issues with the employment department system computers, but we've seen that with the Department of Motor Vehicles and other agencies as well.
Yeah, we have, think about the Oregon Unemployment Department. That's like a 40-year-old computer system. Does anybody at their house have a 40-year-old computer system? Probably not. It wouldn't work anymore. We spend so much money trying to maintain these old systems, and then we have a pandemic that ends up throwing it into chaos, and we can't fix it fast enough to actually help the people in need. And that's just one example of that. Our homeless system is also 40 years old, HMIS. We have done nothing to mitigate these issues by updating our technology that could really help put a damper on these things. But we just can't get out of our own way.
What about the state financial situation? How do you feel like Oregon government's doing right now? And what shifts would you make to where the money's spent?
Honestly, we pull in way too much money. Our two biennium budget's now $113 billion. It's ballooned like crazy. And I think, again, back to getting a good return on your investment for taxpayers, we need to cut everywhere that we possibly can to make sure that that money is going back into people's pockets, the one way to help with inflation. But more than that, it's just about finding how can we actually help these people and not just waste their money? Nobody wants to see their money being wasted. We all agree that, we have to pay taxes and things, but if the government's wasting it and you have no trust with what's happening with it, nobody's happy.
What about education in Oregon? What would you do differently?
Education, I think obviously we need to get back to having standards. You think about education in the state and think about who would want to hire somebody who graduated from high school in Oregon with no standards. That puts our kids at a complete disadvantage, not to mention trying to go to college or anything like that. If you're competing against a kid from another state, they're not going to want you. So I think we need to get back to having standards. We need to be tough on our kids. They need to learn. And then I think we need to start having these conversations that the whole group wants to talk about CRT and about sex ed and things like that, but it needs to be a conversation, and we need to start having it with parents and at the local school board levels and make changes that are sustainable, not just sign a paper and say this is going to happen. That won't get rid of radicalized teachers. That won't change anything at the end of the day. Conversations will.
What about the Oregon State Legislature? How do you feel they are working, and what would you like to work on them with if you were the governor?
I think reducing taxes is something I definitely want to work with them on. But I think the way that we work with them is important, because I'm one of the few candidates that acknowledges that we are a minority. Even when we win the governorship, we're still going to be a minority in overall leadership in this state. So we're going to have to make deals to find ways to actually get stuff done that's important to us, like tax changes. We may have to give a little to take a lot. And that's something that we're going to have to look at. But I think that it's about having conversations with them and listening to both sides, not just being a complete bully. Being a complete bully, they're just going to say, we have more power than you and shut you down. We have to find a way to work together.
Yeah, I was looking at your website a bit ago this morning, and you noted on there Vic Atieh, Tom McCall, Mark Hatfield. Talk about what influence you believe they brought to Oregon.
A lot. You know, and the biggest influence that they bring to what I view Oregon is they were Oregon first. They did what was right for Oregon, not what was right for any party. And that's the type of leader that we have to get back to. It doesn't matter what any party wants. It matters what is good for Oregon. As a lifelong Oregonian, I love this state. That's why I got into this, because I care about my home and I want to fix it.
And what kind of response have you been getting to your campaign, especially with so many people running on the Republican and side in particular?
Yeah, there are a lot running. It's a very big field. But I've had great responses. You know, I come from the largest voting block, which I think is the really important thing about my campaign. If we're going to sway Portland and win, or sway the state and win this thing, we have to sway Portland first because there's so many more voters there. And we have fantastic turnouts at events. I've been campaigning now for, 9 months? I've hosted well over 100 events, meet and greets and things like that all across the state. I've been going to every little nook and cranny, been out in Enterprise, all the way down in Brookings, all over this great state. And it's important to know that that's what's happening. Even though I'm from Portland, I'm still everywhere meeting all of these people. I'm in Roseburg today, where you guys are. So,
yeah, talk about that, about your appearance here later.
Yeah, so tonight I'm going to be at Jersey Lily at 6 p.m. for a meet and greet. So you can come by. We keep it casual and just kind of meet me and ask me any questions.
And so that'll be again tonight, 6 o'clock, Jersey Lily. Anna, are you kind of making a little Southern Oregon swing right now?
Yeah, we're going down through Medford and Grants Pass through the end of the week. And we're doing one more trip around the state before the election, basically.
And, of course, ballots go out tomorrow or in today in some cases. So a lot of people beginning to look at this race more closely. Do you think with so many people running, any Republican is going to come out of it with much of a mandate?
I mean, I think it's going to be split like it never has been before. We there are too many top candidates that all have a chance of winning this that, you know, it is we're going to see this with the lowest vote count for the winner that we've had in recent history.
And why do you think a Republican has a shot at finally getting in the governor's seat after about 40 years?
I mean, you know, if you walk around the streets of Portland and see the chaos, people are deterred. I mean, Democrats, independents, they are frustrated by what is happening in the state. And that's what gives us an opportunity that we haven't had in a long time, because Democratic leadership, single-sided leadership, has led us down this path of failure. And so I think they're just looking for change.
All right. Nick Hess, Republican candidate for governor. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:39 Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.